我们谈过这个以撒的福音呢、啊，是经过介绍人的这个介绍来完成啊。
We just talked about how Isaac was married because through introduction.
所以我应该也要建议我们教会里面啊，虽然没有像台湾有选出这个婚姻介绍人，有没有？
有
啊，也有啊。有没有成绩？啊。
So we have a Judy, who is the marriage coordinator in Pacifica. So,
几位？一位啊？介绍人几位？一位啊？啊？那其他哈、哦，职务人员都是当然介绍人了、啊，一定要关心的呀、啊，不是单单啊把责任推给他一个人了、啊，他担当不了啊。
So remember, it's not just the marriage coordinator who's taking care of matchmaking, but also all the board members.
他只是。挂牌的介绍人而已哈。
Judy simply has the official title.
那其他哈、啊，这个长职啦、啊、负责人啦、啊，甚至啊，我们呐、啊、有感动的弟兄姐妹，都应该要关怀。
And all the church workers and any members who feel the Spirit movement can participate in this work.
关怀主内的青年的婚姻，等于哈、啊、保守他们的信仰。
Because when you care for the marriage of our young members, then you're caring about their faith.
这个是非常重要的。
It's a very important work.
那这个我讲了雅各的婚姻之后，我们再谈谈哦。其实这个以撒式的婚姻跟雅各式的婚姻呢、啊，都有他们的好处的。
So now we'll go on with that discussion of Jacob's marriage, and each of their marriages have their good points.
啊，有人以为啊，这个雅各式的婚姻呢、啊，就是、啊、自由恋爱啊。
Some people claim that Jacob's marriage was more free because he chose for himself.
其实还是不很一样啊。
But not quite.
哎，他们还是尊重神的配偶。
He still honored God's choice.
跟自己同族的人结婚。
Because he married someone from his own tribe.
哎，并且啊，他们都能够婚前保守圣洁。
And he kept himself pure before marriage.
他们也尊重父母的意见。
He also honored his parents' opinion.
啊，其实雅各，他到这个巴旦亚兰来是奉妈妈的命令啊，要逃避哥哥的这个报复啊，到他叫他去舅舅那边，到那边去成亲。
Jacob went to his mother's homeland because his mother asked him to.
因为他哥哥以扫啊，娶了那些。迦南妻族的女孩子之后啊，哇，给父母带来了很多愁烦呐、啊，
yes,
所以他不愿意这个儿子啊，又给他带来这些啊婚姻上的麻烦。
His elder brother Esau married Canaanite women and brought a lot of grief to their parents. So, the parents did not want Jacob to marry a Gentile woman.
所以雅各啊，他也是尊重神的配合，尊重父母的意见的。
So Jacob already honored God's choice and also his parents' wishes.
啊，两个人啊，更是互相尊重。
And they respected each other.
哎，他看中意的这个拉结。
Because he loved Rachel.
哎，但是为了要得到拉结。
In order to marry Rachel.
当然，他们两个是啊两厢情愿哦。
They first, both of them were willing.
都互相。爱慕啊
，and they loved each other.
但是他们还是尊重父母的意见。
But they still respect their parents' wishes.
这个舅舅啊，真糟糕了啊。
His uncle Laban was not a good man.
哎，好啊，你要我这个女儿可以啊。
He said, "It's okay if you want to marry my daughter, fine."
这个舅舅开出条件的。
His uncle set many conditions.
我们台湾有一句话哈。鬼先吃阿姑，亲就吃豆腐啊！阿姑吃鬼先，秘书吃屁丁啦！也就是说，舅舅爱外甥啊，什么都愿意付给他了，所以这个外甥啊，要求舅舅啊，你买给我什么，要什么，好像吃豆腐，什么都很容易就得到，但是这个啊。就不一样啊
So usually it's the norm that for uncle to spoil his nephew, but not this uncle.
他反而吃定这个外甥啊，糟糕。
He took advantage of his nephew Jacob.
那可能也是他看中这个外甥这个雅各，他很勤劳，很忠心。
And Laban knew that Jacob was hardworking and very loyal.
把他多留下来。
So he wanted to keep him as long as he could.
说好啊，可以啊，那你要为我做七年的工作。
He said, told Jacob, you must work for me 7 years.
我这个女儿才要嫁给你。
Then my daughter can marry you.
哦，爱报喜报苦啊！为了得到这个太太，什么辛苦代价、劳苦，通通愿意付出。
But he was willing to pay the price because he loved her.
那工作了七年呢
？He worked for 7 years.
哎，结果结婚的时候没有像我们这样白天到会堂来举行婚礼，没有到晚上的时候两人送座堆啊。
So they did not really have like a wedding ceremony like we do today, but at night they were sent to their own rooms.
啊，以前可能也没有电灯嘛，吼，啊，晚上啊，黑茫茫的啊，啊啊，就这样成亲了。早上一起来，糟糕，太太怎么不是拉姐啊，是丽雅。
So they probably didn't have lights in their room, and they consummated the marriage. And when they woke up in the morning, Jacob realized it was not Rachel.
因为啊，利亚眼目无神啊，那看起来好像有点呆呆的了。
The Bible said Leah did not have beautiful eyes, so she probably looked dumber.
拉姐聪明啊。
But Rachel was smarter.
啊，所以她喜欢拉姐。
And Jacob loved Rachel.
哎，结果为了得到拉姐，做了七年呢。
And for the sake of Rachel, he worked another 7 years.
结果娶到的是莉亚，被舅舅骗了。
He first worked 7 years, and then he got Leah instead.
因为舅舅死诈。
Because his uncle tricked him.
这个完婚的时候把莉亚送进去那个上座堆啊。结果啊，他说我要的是。拉姐啊，怎么是利亚呢？那舅舅说，我们这里的风俗啊，没有从小的先嫁的，一定要大的先来。所以你娶了大的，你要小的，好再做七年。
So when Jacob confronted his uncle said, "It is not our tradition to marry the younger daughter first. If you want to marry my younger daughter, you must work for me another 7 years."
哦，他真的两个哈，这个雅各啊，跟拉姐的爱。真的是出于真诚的爱。
And so we could see the true love between Jacob and Rachel.
爱是要付出代价，爱不是等着领受啊。
Love requires a price, and it's not just receiving something.
哇，好，这家拿骨嘞，哈，像牛一样会为我赚钱。哇，娶了她，我可以少奋斗20年呢。
It's not the right attitude to say, well, this person works so hard like an ox, so if I marry them, I can work less.
这个是都是错误的思想。
That's the wrong idea about marriage.
这种婚姻的生活哈，不会幸福的。
You won't be blessed in your marriage if you think that way.
因为出于爱的，出于信心的。
We do it out of love and out of faith.
那你爱就要付出嘛？爱是牺牲，爱不是领受，不是
love
得到。
You sacrifice. You don't ask what you get in return.
你看这个雅各爱拉姐呀、有多深啊
That's how much Jacob loved Rachel.
结果他们终于成了眷属了啊。
So finally they were married.
有一点我们必须要提到这个雅各跟拉姐虽然两人很相爱
We must remember, even though Jacob and Rachel loved each other,
但是他们都保持距离，保持圣洁。
But before they were married, they kept a distance from each other.
虽然已经答应要结婚起初，结果被舅舅骗了。
Even though Jacob was tricked.
你看七年之久，
两个
人彼此相爱，同在一个屋檐下一起生活，能够保守圣洁，这个年轻人真的是不容易耶。
Can you imagine that they have to keep themselves holy while living under the same roof for 7 years, and they were engaged to be married?
难怪救主要从 雅各的祖孙里面出来。
Now that's why the Savior will come from the line of Jacob.
因为他们是配得神赐福的。
Because they're worthy of the blessing of God.
啊，就是因为他们的爱心。
Because of the love.
他们对神的信心，这个执着啊。
And they kept their faith to God.
哎，但是呢，为了这个争宠啊，结果这个利亚把他的使女给他啊，拿起把他的使女给他，结果一个人呢、啊、娶了四个太太啊。
But later on, because the sisters were fighting with each other, and they gave their servant girls to Jacob, and Jacob ended up with four wives.
哎，我们常常真的常常会觉得好像啊，神都会捉弄人一样。
It seems as if God was playing a cruel joke on Jacob.
哎，他所爱的拉结不会生，他不爱的利亚却一直生。
Rachel, whom he loved, could not bear children, but Leah, whom he doesn't love, bore many children.
哇，我们有一句俗话哈，说一个婆无人知，两个婆下世代。一个太太啊，哎，你什么隐私、什么事情啊，没有人知道。两个太太，哎，什么都底细都先出来了。
So with one husband and one wife, you can keep everything between yourselves. But if you have two wives or more, then everything is out in the open.
所以这个拉结看到自己不能生育，哇，就吵这个雅各，你要给我生，你不生我就死，不给我生我就要死。
So Rachel nagged Jacob so much, saying, "If I don't have any, if you don't have any kids with me, then I will rather die."
这个雅各说。让你生不生的不是我是神啊，求神你怎么这样跟我无理取闹。
But Jacob replied, it's not up to me but God, so why are you arguing with me?
神是听人祷告的。
But God listens to a prayer.
确实啊，雅各啊在婚恋生活上因为多妻受了很多苦。
And Jacob suffered a lot because he had many wives.
不过这边呢、啊、我们要强调的就是说这个雅各是他自己跟利亚两个人互相恋慕跟拉结互相恋慕。
So I'd like to point out first that Jacob and Rachel loved each other.
但是他们不敢越轨。
But they did not do anything beyond what is appropriate.
他们尊重神。
They honored God.
保守圣洁。
They kept themselves pure.
他们尊重父母。
They respected their parents.
得到父母的允许。
And they asked for their parents' approval.
然后他们成亲了。
And they were married.
所以今天呢，这些其实哈、婚姻介绍也好青年呢、你自己呀、大家觉得两个人很谈得来，也是个好。
So whether you're introduced from through a marriage coordinator today, or if you meet someone yourself, both ways are fine.
所以这个雅各的婚姻还是蒙神赐福的呀。
Because Jacob's marriage was still blessed by God.
我刚才讲大卫就是从他儿子犹大这个后裔出来的。
And David, King David came from the line of Judah, the son of Jacob.
耶稣基督就是从雅各的后裔里面的。
And Jesus Christ came from the line of Jacob.
所以教会里面，如果我们青年男女觉得两个人很谈得来。
So among the young men and women, if you find someone that you could get along with in church, then learn from Jacob.
如果真正的彼此相爱，那应该就懂得彼此尊重，尊重神，尊重父母。两个人要彼此尊重，保守圣洁。
If you truly love each other, then you will do as Jacob and Rachel did, to respect each other and to respect God and your parents.
要告诉父母。
Tell your parents.
由父母出面来做主。
And the parents can talk for you.
不要两个人偷偷摸摸的逾越规矩。
Don't do anything in secret or even beyond what is appropriate.
这不是神所喜悦的。
That would not be pleasing to God.
我们必须自己要明白
You must understand that truth.
所以教会里面婚姻介绍人也好， 婚姻介绍人啊，介绍的也好，或是自己啊能够有很谈得来的对象也好，一定必须要对婚姻必须要尊重。
You must honor marriage, whether you're through matchmaking or you're getting to know each other on your own.
那我们的婚姻生活一定会蒙神赐福。
And God will surely bless your marriage life.
另外一位啊，我在这边没有提到，但是必须要提的。
I also like to mention another marriage.
就是参孙的婚姻。
The marriage of Samson.
这个参孙啊，他的婚姻就不蒙神赐福了。
This was not a blessed marriage.
他这个是霸王硬上弓的方式啊。
He forced his way into this marriage.
他不尊重神的配合。
He did not listen to the will of God.
不尊重父母的意见。
He did not respect his parents.
他更彼此不 互相尊重，不尊重婚姻。
He certainly did not respect his spouse.
结果神的灵离开他。
And the spirit of God departed from him.
他受尽羞辱。
He was shamed.
结果死得很惨。
And he died a terrible death.
我们这个看四世纪啊。
I turn to Judges.
十四章。
Judges chapter 14.
四世纪十四章，我们先看第一节到第四节。
Judges chapter 14 verses 1-4.
参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。参孙呐。
Verse 2.
来禀告他父母亲说，我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子？何至你去在这个未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对父母说，对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，因为我喜悦她。他父母
Verse 4
这个不用再读了啊。
We'll stop at verse 3。
参孙好像尊重父母的意见。
It seems as if Samson is honoring his parents' wishes.
他这个参孙不尊重神。
But he did not honor God.
他看到非利士的一个女孩子喜欢她。
He saw this Philistine woman and he was pleased with her.
就告诉他父母让我娶那个非利士的女孩子。
So he went to his father and mother and said, "Let me marry her."
他父母说，在你兄弟的女儿当中，难道没有一个可你做太太的？你一定要到那个未受割礼的人中间去找吗？
And his parents questioned him, why he needed to go to marry an uncircumcised Philistine.
但是参孙不听父母的劝告。
But he did not listen to his parents.
他还是要那个女孩子。
He wanted to marry that woman.
但当然神也借这件事情来刑罚这些非利士人。
But through that marriage, God punished the Philistines.
但是也因为这个参孙的不尊重神、不尊重父母、不尊重婚姻，所以他在婚姻的生活上就受了很多的苦。
But because Samson did not honor God, parents, or marriage, then he suffered a lot.
我们看这个十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
十九节、二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他就下到雅实图、雅实基伦，击杀了30个人，夺了他们的衣裳，将衣裳给了猜出谜语的人。参孙发怒，就上父家去。参孙的妻便归了参孙的陪伴，就是做过他朋友的。结果他被非利士人骗了，上当了。
He and Samson was tricked by the Philistines.
他喜欢的这个女孩子结果跟他的朋友结婚了。
Even his wife went to his friend.
再看 章啊。
So also read chapter 16.
十六章的第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
这个参孙呐、啊，到了加萨，在那里看见一个妓女，妓女就与他亲近啊。再看第四节
，verse four。
后来参孙在梭列谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉啊。你看这个参孙呐、啊，啊，在这个婚姻生活上很乱来。
Samson did whatever he pleased in marriage.
看一个爱一个。
He saw one woman and he loved her.
其实又不是真正的爱。
But that is not true love.
是放纵情欲。
It is simply lust.
啊。再看这个十九节。
So also read chapter 16, verse 19.
大利拉使参孙枕着他的膝睡觉。叫了一个人来剃除他头上的七条啊滑柳，于是啊大利拉克制他的力量就离开他了。大利拉说：“参孙啊，非利士人来哪里呢？”参孙啊，从睡中醒来，心里想：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道神的灵已经离开他了。禅僧是一位士师啊，有神的灵在他身上，赐给他无穷的力量。
Samson had been a judge and with the Lord's spirit on him, and he was very strong.
但是禅僧呢，却没有珍惜啊神给他的恩赐。
But he did not treasure the gift from God.
啊，却滥用神的恩赐。
He misused it.
神给他健康的身体，他却 去放纵肉体的情欲。
God gave him strength, and he indulged in pleasure.
啊，结果神的灵离开他，不再与他同在了。
And the Lord's spirit left him and did not abide with him.
结果啊，这个参孙啊，就被非利士人呐、啊、百般的戏弄。
And so the Philistines mocked him.
啊，我们看这个二十一节哈。
Let's read verse 21.
非利士人将他拿住。挽了他的眼睛，带他下到加萨，用铜链呢拘锁他。他就在监里啊推磨。然而他的头发被剃了之后，又渐渐长起来。你看这个参孙呐、被挽了眼睛啊，用铜链拘锁啊，在监牢里面推磨。这给我们一个很大教训呢，一个离开神的人，一个不尊重婚姻、不尊重神的人，他的眼睛要被挖出来，就好像一个不明是非的人，眼睛是瞎的了。
It's a very harsh lesson for us. Samson did not respect marriage, and his eyes were gouged out. Just like a person who doesn't respect God, he would not be able to tell right from wrong.
真的，一个人呐、啊。现在罪里面受迷惑的时候，你再怎么说，他都听不明白。
When a person is deceived and has fallen into sin, no matter how much encourage them, they will not listen.
好像眼睛被挖出来，已经失明了。
It's just like their eyes has been gouged out.
不明是非了。
They don't know right from wrong.
所以我说中国人为什么婚姻为什么是你一个你一个。
So the character for a marriage in Chinese is made up of the character for female and the character for fainting. Probably the man sees the woman and he loses his mind.
或是女孩子听到男孩子几声甜言蜜语就光说说好了，什么都可以了。
The woman will listen to a few sweet words and she will lose her mind and go wherever.
真的就昏倒了，真的是就失去理智了。
They may lose whatever reasoning they have.
我们常说，当局者迷，旁观者清。在旁边很清醒的父母啊，其他的周边的人怎么样劝告他？没有办法，他不能接受嘞。
Perhaps the parents and those around them can see trouble, but they're already lost in love.
你怎么这么傻？他自以为我很聪明。
the man and woman may think they're being very smart. And
我是为爱牺牲,
they may think they're sacrificing for love.
我以为他很伟大, 好伟大,
they're doing a great work.
啊, 其实啊, 真的已经是会不明啊, 眼睛被挖出来了, 什么都看不清楚了,
perhaps their eyes have been gouged out. They don't know what is wrong with them.
被同念啊, 拘锁了,
and Samson was locked in the bronze shackles.
已经被罪束缚啊, 已经失去自由了,
and likewise today you can be bound in sin,
lose your freedom.
He was grinding in the prison.
为罪所苦楚啊,
he will have been mistreated and suffer because of sin.
啊, 所以这个贪生的下场, 啊, 非常可怜,
Samson was very pitiful in the end.
不过还好, 到最后,
but at least in the end, he woke up and realized what he did.
求神啊, 再赐给他力量,
he asked God to give him strength once more.
啊, 因为他在婚姻上失败, 是神的名啊, 大受羞辱啊,
because he failed in his marriage, he shamed the Spirit of God.
让这些, 啊, 未受割礼的非利士人, 哇, 真的, 得到一个亵渎的机会,
he gave these Philistines a chance to blaspheme against God.
所以到最后啊, 这个产生在神面前真罪悔改,
so Samson finally repented.
神就再次的赐力量给他,
and God gave him strength one last time.
他就跟这些非利士人啊, 同归于尽,
and so he died with the Philistines.
当然我们绝对不能走, 这个参孙啊, 这种婚姻的道,
we must never follow the way of Samson in marriage.
真的有些人啊, 在婚姻生活上很乱,
now there are some who live according to what they
have,
but then what happens to them?
确实有太多例子, 我们都可以看得清清楚,
there are many examples around us.
一定不会有好的下场,
and it's, sometimes the ending is very sad.
因为圣经记载的, 就是要让我们从中得到教训,
the Bible tells us these stories so that we can learn from them.
但愿我们的, 这些婚姻生活都能够蒙神啊, 来保守侍奉,
I hope that God will always protect us and bless us in our marriage.
啊, 我们看哥林多前书第六章,
let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6
18节,
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
哥林多前书六章十八节,
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 18
到20节,
to verse 20.
啊, 这里提到, 你们要逃避淫行, 人所犯的, 无论是什么罪, 都在身子以外, 啊, 唯有行淫的, 是得罪自己的身子, 岂不知, 你们的身子, 就是圣灵的殿吗? 这圣灵是从神而来, 住在你们里头, 并且你们不是自己的人, 因为你们是重价买来的, 所以要在你们身上荣耀神。 啊, 今天我们的信啊, 主,
as believers of God,
啊, 是因为主耶稣用重价从罪里面, 从魔鬼的权势之下把我们赎回来的。
Let's remember that we're bought at a great price from sin.
以前我们是做罪的奴仆,
before we were slaves of sin,
啊, 受魔鬼控制,
we were controlled by the devil,
啊, 活着没有指望,
we lived without hope,
将来还要受刑,
and we deserved a judgment in the end.
我们想主耶稣为我们付出何等大的代价,
what a great price Jesus paid for us,
用他的生命,
with his life,
用他的血,
with his blood,
把我们赎了回来,
he redeemed us.
所以我们才能够脱离啊, 啊, 这个罪恶魔鬼的辖制,
so he did that so that we can be free from the devil.
今天我们活着才能够有神有指望,
and that's why we can live today with hope and with God in our life,
并且有神的灵住在我们里面,
God's spirit also dwells within us,
我们的身体成为神的殿,
then our body becomes the temple of God.
那神的殿是做祷告的殿,
the temple of God is the temple of prayer.
神的殿, 乃是要有敬拜,
the temple of God is the temple of worship.
啊, 神的殿当然要保守圣洁的,
And the temple of God must be kept clean. We must not defile this temple.
玷污了。 所以我们必须要能够保守圣洁。
So we must keep ourselves holy.
所以这里特别提到你们要逃避淫邪。
Paul especially mentioned flee from sexual immorality.
人所犯的一切罪都在身体之外。
All sins, all other sins that we commit are outside our body.
但是行淫的是得罪自己的身体。
But he who sexually sins against his own body.
啊。有些人为了放纵情欲
，many indulge in their sexual desires
啊，结果啊带来了很多的性病
，and they could get sick from their behavior。
一个正常的婚姻，神所赐福的婚姻，绝对没有这些毛病的。
In a marriage blessed by God, you will never get any diseases from sex。
尤其啊，这个。艾滋病啊 ，AIDS， 这
AIDS is the punishment for the sexual immorality in the world.
得罪了自己的身体。
Because we're sinning against our own body.
有些啊，女孩子，为了得到男孩子的喜欢，而开放了自己。
And many women, and in order to hold on to their man, they would allow them sexual favors.
有时候不小心怀孕了，打胎啊。
And if they get pregnant, they abort the baby.
也真的也要伤害到自己的身体。
They harm themselves.
都得罪了自己的身体。
They're sinning against themselves.
不但这样子，神给我们这个身体，我们不要以为这个肉体将来归尘土没有用了。
Even though God gave us this body, and we must not think that this body will return to dust, so it's useless.
我们将来都还要从死里再复活。
In the end, we will all be raised from the dead.
借着身体复活之后，然后再改变成为灵体。
Our body will be resurrected and be transformed to a spiritual body.
啊，所以我们不要让神的殿啊被污秽了。
So we must not defile this temple of God.
我们这身体将来还要复活嘞。
This body will be raised in the future.
借着复活的身体改变成为灵体。
This body will be transformed to a spiritual body.
啊，然后我们才见到神。
And then we will go enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们必须要保守圣洁。
We must keep ourselves holy.
不要得罪自己的身体。
Do not sin against it.
不但带来肉体上的痛苦。
Otherwise, you will suffer physically.
也让我们将来属灵的身体有了污点。
You will also add to the blemish in your spiritual body.
这是非常遗憾的事情。
That will be regrettable.
啊，所以我们必须要在我们的身子上面身上来荣耀神。
So let us glorify God with our bodies.
这是我们基督徒应该要坚持的地方。
That is a principle we must hold on to as Christians.
不管环境怎么样变。
No matter how our surroundings change,
神的话是永远不变的。
The word of God never changes.
神的话是真理。
The word of God is the truth.
是我们行事为人的一个准则。
It is the standard that we live our life by.
所以不管社会怎么变，我们都要归回圣经真理，以圣经做依据。
Even though the people and the standards around us will change, we will always use the Bible as their standard.
我们才不会迷失自己，才不会做错方向。
Then we will not lose our way.
确实，时代一直在变。
Times do change.
人的思想理论也一直在变。
People's ideas do change.
但是神的话却是永远不变。
But God's words never change.
啊，我们讲个笑话就休息了哈。
So let me share with you a story and we'll take a break.
我们常说，这个孔夫子教我们怎么样做人啊。
Confucius told us, taught people how to live.
是中国人啊，所尊崇的。
He's a very well-respected teacher.
至圣先师啊。
He's the honored as the great teacher.
成为我们儒家的思想啊。
And his thoughts influenced Chinese culture.
导引我们中国人几千来年来的这个文化。
For many thousand years.
但是孔夫子的话在今天已经就不适用了。
But the words of Confucius are not suitable today.
孔夫子说食不语啊，吃饭不能讲话。
He said, when you eat, you should not speak.
这个是餐桌上的礼貌。
Because that was supposed to be polite at the dinner table.
行得通吗？
But can you do that today?
常常有什么早餐汇报，接着聚餐开会。
We have breakfast conferences today.
所以大家开玩笑说，哎呀，孔夫子那个时候吃中餐嘛，你一直讲话，菜都被吃光了。
Then people joke that because at that time food is scarce. If you keep talking, you won't have a chance to eat.
那现在吃西餐一个人一份，你怎么讲，别人也不会吃你的，
but if
有什么关系？
If you eat Western meals, you get your own plates and dishes, so it doesn't matter how much you talk, you get your own food.
孔夫子说，君子眼抛除。
And Confucius says that a gentleman must be far away from the kitchen.
男人啊，不能走进厨房，这个不出，没有出息。
A man, a real man will never enter a kitchen.
厨房是女人的事情，怎么男人走进厨房啊？
Because cooking is a woman's job.
男人啊，自在四方。
Because a man must want toil and labor outside.
应该啊，要去拓展他的天空才对啊。
Man needs to expand his horizon.
什么一天到晚躲在厨房里？
So a man does not deserve to be caught in the kitchen.
今天行得通吗？
Can you do that today?
很多大厨师啊，要男人的，你
Many
担当不了哎。
Famous chefs are men.
啊，再说了，今天的社会形态。
Regarding this world society,
是双薪家庭。
We have the two parents.
先生上班，太太也上班了。
We have two incomes where the husband and the wife work.
哦，下班回来，先生是老爷啊，我就躺在沙发看电视，茶端过来，
And after work, often the husband comes home, watches TV, and wait to be served.
那么舒服啊！
你
上班，我也上班，
life?
我回来就要下厨房。
If the wife also works,
怎么还都要我
cook and serve the husband?
啊，公平吗？
Is that fair?
绝对不公平。
It's not fair.
如果男人还以孔夫子的话拿来做借口，君子远抛除。
If a man quotes cites Confucius as a way to live their life and never goes to the kitchen.
那一定啊，会起家庭革命的呀。
And you're only asking for trouble.
所以现在啊，双薪家庭应该呀，工作大家分配一下。
That's why the husband and wife today who both work should divide up their work.
所以我回到家里，我不会煮菜，太太煮饭，我就洗碗。
Since I don't know how to cook, then when my wife cooks, then I will do the dishes.
所以啊，梁丽她说。不要洗，我说我习惯了，我自己洗一洗嘛。
Brother Liang and Sister Liang told me not to do the dishes, but I'm so used to it.
大家分工合作嘛，哈。
We're dividing up the work.
其实啊，下班回来，夫妻一起做家事，会增进你们夫妻的情谊。
And actually, if you do housework together.You'll only be closer, get closer to each other.
两个人会更恩爱。
You'll love each other more.
所以有这个一些婚姻专家做报道。
And I've heard a report from marriage experts.
说一起上床，一起起床的夫妻感情啊比较好。
And a husband and wife who go to bed together and rise together will love each other more.
在作息生活大家能够一致。
Because they can live the same life together.
但是我们传道就不行。
As a minister, it's hard to do that.
一天到晚在外面跑。
I'm often traveling.
就是回到家里的时候。
Even when I'm home.
有时候还是电话一直来。
I have to take many telephone calls.
有时候感觉明天要正道，晚上还要准备讲章。
And if I have a sermon tomorrow, I'm often preparing the notes the night before.
太太常常说，睡觉啦，睡觉啦。
My wife would always ask me to come to go to bed.
好啦，你先睡啦，你先睡啦。
And I would just ask her to go to bed first.
结果我睡觉，她已经睡着了。
So by the time I go to bed, she's already asleep.
所以有时候回家很少讲话。
So sometimes I don't speak to my wife enough.
因为明天一早又要走啦。
Because the next day I will leave.
真的我常常觉得这个要珍惜哈、哦、短促的时间相聚的时间。
So you have to treasure your time, your together.
要多培养啊一些情谊。
To build up your love with each other.
所以我们古人说啊，夫妻床头打架床尾和。
So a husband and wife don't fight for so long.
有时候啊闹意见。
Even though you have disagreements.
但是晚上一起上床。
But then in the night, you still have to sleep with each other.
经过一个晚上的温存。
And after a night together.
第二天和好如初了。
Then you should be, you still love each other as before.
什么事都没有了。
And you forget about the trouble.
一起上床，先生可能说一句对不起哦。
You can whisper an apology to your wife.
不要听。
If your wife may say, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
把他掳过来。
Then hold her.
什么事都没有了。
Then she'll forget it.
确实哈，我们应该哈珍惜夫妻的这个感情生活。
So treasure the relationship you have with your husband or your wife.
所以我们常说啊，结婚两个人。
Marriage involves two.
有时到老还是这两个人。
And when you get old, it's still just the both of you.
两个不相爱不照顾，那谁照顾你啊？
If you don't love and care for each other, who will?
真的能够成为夫妻是神的配偶，我们总要珍惜神给我们的这个恩典。
You become husband and wife because God joined you together. It is the grace of God.
不要轻易让它破坏掉。
Don't break it up.
其实我们看过很多。
I've seen many couples.
夫妻失和了。
When the husband and wife
分手了
break up.
其实他往后的日子不一定能够过得很好。
But then their later days aren't all that good either.
除非他得到了警惕。
Unless they're warned.
得到了警戒、教训。
They learned their lesson.
知道原因在哪里，我以后该怎么样去生活。
They learn how to, unless they learn how to live together.
或者一样的，我行我素。
Otherwise, if they continue to live in their own ways.
你就是再结婚五次十次还是痛苦的了。
Even if you are married 5 or 10 times, you still suffer.
还是没有人跟你合得来的。
No one will get along with you.
婚姻的生活是彼此要去接纳适应。
Marriage, the life of marriage is a life of acceptance.
天下没有白吃的午餐了。
There is a price for everything.
一定要付出代价。
We must pay the price.
那你一定能够得到收成。
But then you will gain something even more.
多种就多收嘛。
The more you sow, the more you harvest.
少种就少收。
The less you sow, the less you
harvest. 你不种就不收。
If you don't sow anything, you will harvest nothing.
但愿我们都能够为我们的婚姻生活求主给我们智慧，好好去把它经营起来。
May the Lord give us wisdom to manage and build up our marriage life.
享受我们日光之下所当得的福分。
And to enjoy a lot under the sun.